A plan to transform youth services on the Semiahmoo Peninsula with free, one-stop access to health and social care has sparked Source's Community Resource Centers to launch one of its largest fundraising campaigns to date. Source's officials say once created, the Foundry South Surrey project will provide young people, aged 12 to 24, in distress, and their families, with an accessible, comprehensive, seamless, one-stop hub. It's a way of revolutionizing services to youth and families across our province, George Possmore, executive director of Sources, said Friday, October 4th. Currently, our system is quite fragmented, and it's very confusing for youth. There's a lot of long wait lists, and if there's complexity to what youth are struggling with, it's hard to know what the right door is. Sometimes you get discouraged if the first door you walk through is not right. We want the youth to only have to tell their story once. Also, with Foundry South Surrey, they'll be able to get same-day support and services, Possmore said. Foundry is a Providence healthcare program, with an integrated youth services model that brings services for mental health, physical and sexual health, substance use and employment together under one roof. Currently a provincial network of 18 integrated youth centers, including one in Langley operated by Encompass Support Services, and another hoped to open in North Surrey early next year. Foundry is anticipated to expand to 35 centers across BC by 2027. The first center opened as the Granville Youth Health Center in 2015, led by Dr. Steve Mathias. The co-executive director of Foundry was keynote speaker at Sources Foundation's annual general meeting last month. According to information at sourcesbc.ca, a proposal by Mathias to the British Columbia Parliamentary Select Standing Committee on Child and Youth Mental Health led to the funding of the first five Foundry centers. The network currently serves more than 3,000 young persons every month. Possmore said the need for Foundry on the Semiahmoo Peninsula is significant. 50% of referrals for mental health and behavior support in the school system hail from South Surrey and Cloverdale. As well, the Child and Youth Mental Health Team in White Rock receives the same number of requests for services as all of Langley, he said. Exactly when it will come to fruition has not been determined. However, it's hoped to become a reality in the next 2 to 4 years. Possmore named the big challenge of finding a location as among factors influencing its arrival. There is also $8 million to come up with, funds that are the focus of Source's latest capital campaign. Proceeds from Sources Foundation's next gala, Rock Around the Clock, set for November 2 at Hazelmere Golf and Tennis Club, are to benefit the cause. Last year's event raised more than $400,000 for Sources Community Living, Food Bank and Discovery Youth Counseling programs. Possmore said Youth and Family Advisory Councils will be part of the development of Foundry South Surrey. Sources Lynn Seabrook will be engaging South Surrey, White Rock residents to shape the unique characteristics of the center, a news release states. Seabrook, named as project lead, played an instrumental role in developing mental health, substance use and healthcare services for youth in CATSI First Nation, Spirit Bear Center Society, First Nation Health Authority and Provincial Health Services Authority prior to joining Sources, the release notes. Possmore named Alex House, which first applied for the Foundry project in 2016 as a vital partner. Other key collaborators include the White Rock, South Surrey Division of Family Practice, Semiahmoo First Nation, Fraser Health and the Ministry of Children and Family Development. He said everyone involved is looking forward to seeing it come to fruition. It's going to really enhance what we do. Donations to the Foundry South Surrey project may be made at sourcesfoundation.ca/give. For gala tickets and/or information, visit sourcesfoundation.ca/signature-event.